Okay. This is an interview with Nancy Sitterson, being conducted in Chapel Hill, May 21st, 2000. Thank you, ma'am. That way I can keep an eye on our sound levels, and actually, they look like they're pretty good, but the microphone is really what's going to feed for us. Yeah. We're in good shape. I wanted to start with a follow-up question that occurred to me when I was reading through the transcript, and I should have sent you a transcript. I apologize for that. You mentioned train rides to Weldon, and you mentioned that you enjoyed the train rides when, I need to look up his name, when Captain Hawks was on the train. Tell me about him. He was just...
Well, that's just... Mother would ask Captain Hawks to look after us.
Uh-huh.
It was 100 miles... The train went from Kinston to Weldon.
Okay.
Got off. Mm-hmm. And so, and she knew him. He, I think, was from Weldon originally, mm-hmm. and that's where I was born, in Weldon.
Uh-huh.
And so, you entrusted your children, people just looked after each other, and families knew each other, mm-hmm. and it was very...
You felt
comfortable. Felt comfortable.
Okay. The other question I came across, and I forget the period we were talking about, you mentioned that you had sponsored a dance or done a dance for Farabee Taylor. This was
Farabee Taylor when I was in graduate school.
Okay.
And he and my brother roomed together.
Okay.
And so I don't know whether it was homecoming or something. I remember it was in not Carmichael, Woolen Gym.
Uh huh.
Which was the... Oh, I guess it was Woolen Gym. Usually the dances we went to, most of them, when I was in good way, in the Tin Can was
right.
The main place. And were they decorated with... You've never seen as much crepe paper in your life. And they don't use crepe paper now. I guess it's a fire hazard. They won't let them do it.
Uh-huh. These would have been during the war years, of course, in the Tin Can. Mm-hmm.
Well, in the 30s,
okay.
I mean, I did when I was in college, when I come up from Converse,
uh-huh.
for the weekend,
uh-huh.
Then they were in the Tin Can. But in graduate school, I don't remember. I think, anyway, this one I know was in Woolen Gym.
Okay.
And we had the tea dances then. I wish you could have seen the hats we wore.
Now, what's a tea dance?
And the dresses were 3/4 length.
Okay.
Not even dresses, but 3/4 length.
And this was late afternoon or evening?
Yeah, 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And tea was served? And
oh, no. They were just called tea dances because they came at tea time.
Ah, okay. And you mentioned your hat. So
big hat. It was hard to... I couldn't wear the big ones because I couldn't dance if I had them.
You're so petite, you wouldn't be able to see.
Yeah, with my neck going back. I say that's what happened to my neck, was having to try to dance close and looking up.
Now, what was the attire of the men? Suits for these occasions?
The suits.
Okay.
Right. Oh, they, if you look at the, I was looking through... Bill Powell's History of the University,
uh-huh.
and then I looked through I've got the annuals for some of for those years,
mm-hmm.
and the earlier period, everybody's dressed in suits and proper attire, and the beginning of the 66, and you look at the pictures of the teas that we had, and the coffees that we had, and things, everything was very formal.
Mm-hmm.
The ladies wore hats, as you see.
Uh-huh.
Now, and there was a...
1966.
And gloves,
okay.
And,
yes.
And then I think probably by the end of that, they had stopped doing that.
Unfortunately, here in this one, they call you Mrs. Charles Sitterson.
Oh. Well, they did get, I hadn't even seen that, but they...
So March 4th, News and Observer. I'm just making a note for the tape so we know we have a copy of this. It's a lovely, lovely picture.
Well, there's,